Okay, welcome to the next edition of the City Lights Bookstore podcast. We're here with Carrie Hiley, and she's going to talk a bit about her book, Blue Apple Switchback, which is her debut memoir. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you here. Good. So talk to us a little bit about your book, how you came to write it, the background behind it.
Okay, so it kind of started out as, I would say, a thank you to a really, really, really good friend. And I'm the book Tuesdays with Maury, mm-hmm. if anybody knows that book, it's a great book. And I had a really, really good friend that helped me through some trying times. And so the book, each chapter starts out with an email to Charlie, and he's the special person that helped me through things. And then it just morphed into a memoir. And I don't know, that's pretty much how it happened.
How long did it take to write the book?
About close to 9 years.
Oh, wow.
10 years right now, if you think about this year. So, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about the book. What do you talk about in it?
The book is about actually coming out, pretty much through coming out in the South and dealing with that and the issues that you deal with when you're thinking about that, especially if you've been married and have a family and you've hidden for years since you were 13. And so the whole book's about coming out in the South, I guess.
Do you have like a, maybe like a short little passage you'd like to read to share?
I could.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, I got a carbon fiber Trek 5200 road bike for Christmas. Not too shabby for a first-time road bike. The bike only weighed 17 pounds, so I knew it was going to be incredibly fast, especially on my favorite part, the downhill. I felt like a Christmas Story's character, Ralphie, who in spite of everyone telling him he would shoot his eye out, got the perfect gift, the Red Ryder BB gun. Sam had a way of always being generous with gifts, but I was not expecting a top-of-the-line road bike. I was anxious about spending that much money before I was absolutely sure I was going to enjoy road biking. Sam was in his second year of residency, and we were not making very much money. He was always banking on the future of making the big bucks as a fully-fledged doctor. But when he splurged like this, it worried me. Plus, I was always feeling guilty because deep down, I knew the bike would get me what I wanted. More time with Ryan. The first sight of the shiny charcoal bike against the wall was perfect, reflecting extra bright from the twinkling lights on the Christmas tree. I stood at the bottom of the steps, studying the view from afar with my eyes and mouth wide open, searching for words in my shock. I finally began to speak out a cry that ended with a high squeak. Oh my gosh! I looked over at Sam and back at the bike, trying to determine which to hug first. Deciding the former was much more important than a piece of carbon with two wheels, I ran to Sam, put my arms around him, and hugged with all my might. Thank you, thank you, thank you, I love it. He gently and lovingly squeezed me back. You're welcome. I know how you enjoy biking. I immediately let go of him and slid across the room in my sock feet, resembling a dancing ice skater. As I closed in on the bike, I spoke over my shoulder, but it must have been expensive. It wasn't too bad, he answered back. Gliding right into the bike, I began to rub the top tube slowly, taking in the smooth finish. Then I put both hands on the lower drops of the handlebars and crouched down over the bike, like I was already racing down a mountain. And I wasn't going down it alone. Ryan was in front, leading the way. In the background, my illusion of my first road bike ride was clouded by his words. You're worth it. We can afford it. And besides, soon I will finish my residency, which means I will be making much more money. A tingling flicker of shame shot down my back, but I disguised it well with a smile.
That's a great passage. So you mentioned, we were talking earlier about some other writing projects you were working on. Talk about your writing a little bit. How have you always been interested in writing? Is this kind of a new discovery for you, or?
No, I've actually always been interested in it. I came home in sixth grade and told my mom I was going to be a writer, and she said, there's only one in a million. You'll never make it. You can't do it. And so I think that set me into thinking, I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, okay, that's great, yeah.
It probably did, and that probably set me in. I don't know. And so it's just been a big thing with me, writing through the years, studying writing and thinking about it, wanting to do it.
Yeah. Do you have like a particular process? Like do you write like every night, or do you just talk
about? It's a morning process. Uh-huh. I get up in the morning, got to have my cup of coffee, and then sit down and kind of relax a little bit, and then start doing my thing.
Yeah.
And that's it, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Carrie, thanks so much for joining us today. We're glad to have you.
And thank you.
Good luck with your book and your future books.
Thank you.